You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Who get it done?
One of these days, Buttons, one of these days, just come in here, remind me before we get started. Scott, do you have your headphones plugged in yet? Because every time I hear the music, I immediately look down and I do not, and then I have to scramble. We welcome you to the Gym Class here on KGYM. 1600 AM all over Eastern Iowa, 107.5 the Gym OT. As well as 102.3 in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. With this headphones now, Scott Udash with you from our studios. Buttons on the other side of the glass, our terrific producer, and Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We have Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Golf talk coming your way. We will start that up in about 10-15 minutes or so. Brian Haas, the head pro down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Golf Course and Casino, or Riverside Casino and Golf Course, I should say. He will be joining us coming up, and we will talk golf, answer your questions. If you have one specifically about your game, we'll just talk about the game of golf as we get to one of the top events of the year, the Memorial Tournament in Dublin, Ohio, the second of back-to-back tournaments at Muirfield Village, and we'll talk about that. Tiger is back this week. And other facets of the world of golf coming up in just a little bit. If you'd like to reach us, you can do so by reaching out on the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Mark joins us here from the back porch today on a cloudy day with a little bit of a chance of rain moving in coming up. How you doing?
Good afternoon, guys. Pleased to be with you again. And just curious, since I haven't been in the studio since March, how are my headphones and chair doing? They're doing okay?
They're fine.
Okay, all right.
Chair's good. Buttons, Mark's headphones, yay or nay? Good, bad? Have we seen them in a while? He's kind of going, eh. We may have to find them. If you do ever get to come back, we may need to find them.
We've got time for that, apparently.
They may have been absconded, Mark. I'm just going to tell you right now. They may be in another part of the building.
Well, the stations there in the building have been known to share headphones every now and then. So, sure. The time comes, we'll find them.
We'll get them. And we look forward to the day that happens, that you're back and Alex is back and everybody is back. Under one roof and going about it the right way and the safe way out there. 319-366-1600. That is the text line, as I mentioned to you. That is our phone line as well at 319-366-1600. And, got a good show with Caddy Smack coming up today. Some news and notes today. We learned that Joe Frederick underwent... It's minor surgery if it doesn't happen to you, Mark. I've learned that over the years. And so a surgical procedure for Joe Frederick. And the Iowa basketball guard is going to be out for approximately 6 weeks. He will be back for what Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa Hawkeyes hope will be the 2020-2021 season. And should be A-OK getting ready for that.
Yeah, we know him as C.J. Frederick, but nevertheless, he...
Did I say Joe?
Yes, you did.
Why did I do that?
I don't know. That's okay. C.J. underwent what they term successful surgery on his right foot yesterday at the University of Iowa Hospitals. He had a screw inserted in his fifth metatarsal to fix a stress fracture. The fifth metatarsal is what, Scott?
I think it's the pinky toe, isn't it?
The little toe?
I think it's the one that went wee 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 all the way home. Buttons like that, by the way.
That was brilliant, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you.
CJ was a big contributor last year for the Hawkeyes. And as you said, he'll recover in about 6 weeks or be available in about 6 weeks if and when things get underway in college basketball. So a little bit of piece of news there in Iowa basketball.
Yep, a little bit of a piece of news out there. And, you know, one big event, you know, we usually get two or three a week that unfortunately go by the wayside as far as the fight against the coronavirus and COVID-19 is concerned. And one announced today, not necessarily a sports event, but tied in with a sporting event. And quite frankly, this is a biggie, as they say out there. But the Rose Bowl parade, goes by the wayside today.
Yeah, they've held 131 Rose Bowl parades in history, and only was interrupted during World War II. So this will be the first interruption in some time for the parade. And you know, Scott, I had the opportunity of covering two Rose Bowls when Iowa participated in the '82 and '86 games, and one of my few regrets is never having attended the parade while I was out there.
Huh.
Of course, you're going to prepare for the game, and you know, covering the game is the main thing to do. But certainly watched it on TV many, many times. It's kind of a tradition on New Year's Day. But another casualty to COVID-19.
Yeah, another very much a casualty out there. And the reason being, obviously, coronavirus, the fight against COVID-19, but it's very much an international event. There are people that go to Pasadena on New Year's that do not have anything to do with the Rose Bowl game. I'm here to tell you that. Plus, there are float makers, corporations, et cetera, that come in internationally that also take part in the parade. So a couple of the reasons right there why on July the 15th, they are already talking about the Rose Parade and that it will not take place in 2020. Hopefully get back. No, 2021. I beg your pardon, 2021. Is this the first event of 2021 that's been canceled?
You know, I haven't thought about that, but it could be. I'm not sure. Of course, it's several months away from the parade, but, you know, this type of event takes all kinds of preparation. You know, you're assembling the floats and all kinds of organization. So I guess I'm not surprised that it was called off at this point.
Yeah. 319-366-1600, 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on the program here today. Another thing I find fascinating is in the continuing saga as far as the Washington NFL football team that right now does not have a nickname. Martin McCauley, if folks don't know that name out there, Martin McCauley is a person in the D.C. area that has basically taken out trademarks on many of what he believes are the possible nicknames, new nicknames, over the years of the Washington NFL football team. And he has done so, an entrepreneur, very good entrepreneur from what I read, has done so with visions of visions of dollar signs soon to be coming his way to sell a moniker to the Washington NFL football team. And I know he has been interviewed many times. CBS Sports now is the latest to do an interview with him. And it's fascinating. He has spent a ton of money to try to make an even bigger pile of money. But I find this whole thing fascinating.
I don't know what it costs to register something, but if he's got quite a list, then he has spent some money. And I've spent a little bit of time, not a great deal, trying to think of an appropriate nickname for that franchise. And of course, it's one of the oldest in the NFL. And we know the Redskins logo and trademark is going to be retired. I haven't really thought of one. You know, the Senators was used in baseball. The Nationals, of course, are Washington's baseball team now. So I haven't really thought of a really good one.
The Generals? No, that's been taken by the
Globetrotters
team that they play more often than not. But and it's interesting because if you read about this, and if you'd like to comment, 319-366-1600, by the way. If you, it's interesting because in order to, he's got to spend money on paraphernalia as well. He can't just buy the term, let's just say Warriors, for example. He can't buy Washington War. I mean, he can, but in order to make money as far as logoing and the like are concerned, he has to actually put together and come up with clothes and other assorted things just with that nickname on them. And so he has thousands of dollars worth of right now worthless shirts apparently in his house. But that may not be worthless for long. You know what I mean? You have to have that apparently in order to have a team or a business purchase and give you money for bigger money for the naming rights. Interesting.
Yeah, just doing some quick research on the cost of trademarking, I've seen, $150 to $275 per trademark. And, you know, if he has several, he's racked up a bunch of money and trying to cash in on, he might be better off making a big bet on this week's Memorial Golf Tournament. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see. 319-366-1600 as a text line starting to ring up here today. We do appreciate that. You can get in touch with us at 319-366-1600. No 803805. That will not be the name, and that is not one of the names that was taken. 1345, I saw an article, although I do not know if it was true, that said someone, I believe, from the Navajo tribe suggested that Washington change their name to the Code Talkers. I believe that is true. I read that as well. Now, that tribe, of course, was used, I believe the Code Talkers refers to back in World War II, where I believe the backstory was that a certain Native American tribe actually used their language to help the Allies with sending messages during the World War. So Wind Talkers, I believe, is the film. And it's a very good film, by the way. 5268 says Washington Apples.
I kind of like that.
Nah, it's not going to happen.
Probably not going to happen. But, you know, whatever name is selected or considered, you better have a team of people vetting that word or whatever the nickname may be, because in this day and age, you could find something very obscure that it's offensive to someone. So, I mean, you have that as well.
319-366-1600. People coming up with nicknames, but and not ones that we're going to say. They're going down. We have forked in the road here, Mark. We have taken the wrong fork in the road, I think, here at 318. Oh, man.
I see that on the text line now, yes.
Yeah. No, yes. Swamp Rats actually is an ode to where Nationals Park is, because that was built next to a swamp area. We have learned all about Nationals Park over the years here at the station. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk with Brian Haas coming up here in just a little bit. We'll get to Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up. Speaking of golf, before we get to a break, Mark, the tee times are out for the Memorial, and Zach will be in a pretty good threesome.
He is indeed. He'll tee off at 12:06 Central Time. He's in a group with, Ricky Fowler and Brendan Todd. He'll go off the number 10 tee. And then the tee time right after that, even though it'll be starting on hole number one, it'll be Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, and one Tiger Woods. So probably going to be a few people around as Zach tees off tomorrow at around noon.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Jeff says the Washington Minutemen, 1960. Let's name them after the most powerful people in Washington, the Washington lobbyists. 0905 says Washington Warriors. We've talked about that. So there you go. And then we got other people chiming in as well on with either. We got them coming in from everywhere. The Washington.
That's good. We haven't even. This isn't even our weekly topic.
No, which we will get to. We'll have that tomorrow.
Certainly got some. Certainly got some interaction on the text line about Washington's NFL team.
Yes. 319-366-1600. Yes, tomorrow we will have our topic. We usually have them on Friday. We're going to move it to Thursday for this week because Friday we are going to have a best of the gym class program from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. And Buttons has put together a very nice, very good list of former interviews that we've had over the last few weeks. And done a good job with that. So we will run that coming up on the Friday edition of the gym class. All right, 3:20. We're going to take a break. We're going to go from tee times and talk about golf with you out there with Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside and Caddy Smack in the gym class getting ready to come your way right after this on the gym class here on KGYM.
In 1959, the Iowa football team wins the Rose Bowl. That same year tells the tale of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper perishing in a plane crash over Clear Lake. That leads to the song American Pie in 1971. The same year Joe Frazier defeats Muhammad Ali for the first time. Frazier goes on to sing in his own band, Joe Frazier and the Knockouts, and scored a hit in 1974 by covering Knock on Wood. The same year, Hank Aaron beats Babe Ruth's home run record. Next would be 1982. Iowa wins the Peach Bowl, and Michael Jackson releases the highest-selling album of all time, called Thriller. You see, great moments in sports and music always go together. So enjoy both, with great sports coverage on KGYM Sports Radio and great moments in music on Smart FM, both available on your smart speakers. Or grab the live stream at KGYMradio.com and SmartRockin.com.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
I find myself at the same point each year where I'm purchasing books, materials for the next semester, 1 week, and next week I'm going to be paying all the expenses on the road for 10 people on my staff. I know I'm going to exceed the limit of this card.
Chip Davis is busy heading up training for plumbers and pipe fitters Local 125, but he was happy to take time to talk about how much the people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust make a difference to them.
To be able to make a phone call and have someone tell me, don't worry about it, we'll take care of it. They've always made that real simple. You know, they go in, make whatever changes need to be made so that we can continue with our day-to-day operations. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has always said, let's get you taken care of.
People you can bank on.
They've never left us as a business high and dry, waiting for paperwork to catch up on the banking side. It's the small town bank with the ability to do big things for you.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you remodeling this summer? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. Hardware? They've got it. Looking for new cabinets? They're happy to help you design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And of course, they have decorative shiplap and beautiful trim, too. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
And we are back at 324 on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Buttons, our producer. Brian Haas going to join us coming up here in just a couple of moments here as we get ready to talk golf. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. As we will talk golf with you for the rest of the hour here, and you're always welcome to reach us via the text line if you have a question about your game, need a tip. 319-366-1600 is the text line. You can also reach us via the phone line. Same number, 319-366-1600. 0497, after the movie The Replacements, The Washington Sentinels. 4623 says it should be The Washington Hypocrites. man, Washington wins because they blow. the hot air. We've got a lot of people weighing in on what the Washington football team should be named in D.C., the NFL team out there. So thank you very much for that. Before 4 o'clock, we'll let you know what our topic will be for tomorrow on Thursday. I got a good one for you, and we're going to pass that along and let you do your homework, get ready for the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. But it is a Wednesday, and we're going to bring in our friend Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, the head pro down there, joining us here for this edition of Caddy Smack. And how you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Doing great. Doing great. Can't complain. You were in the rain zone earlier today, though, weren't you?
Yeah, definitely in the rain zone. We, have students out in the performance studio, so it's as dry as can be in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as far as golf goes, it was kind of a washout today.
Mm.
Brian, you had one of the big events of the summer for the Iowa section of the PGA, and I know you weren't happy with your particular results, but good tournament over at Wakanda, wasn't it?
Yeah, good event. Some good players, came to the forefront, the ones that we usually see there. And, it's a good event. Just not a golf course for me. But for those guys, they did great.
It's horses for courses, right?
That is, gosh, I mean, I really even debated not going just because it's not my course. And I went just to support and be a part of it. So it was good. It just doesn't fit my eye very good, as you can see.
Well, that's a great question. That is a great question, a great place to start today. By the way, if you have a question for Brian, let us know at 319-366-1600. What do you do? What is the mindset that you should take with you when you have you're going to go play somewhere, you know it's not maybe your favorite place, it's just not a place if you hit it left or right, and there are a lot of dogleg left holes, you got to adjust, and how do you do that?
Yeah, it's taking your time, and I think some of my issue for me was we started out slow, and the group is a group, and we're within two holes already a hole behind. And so then you can't go into that, slow it down, take your time mode, because we're all kind of in that, having issues with the golf course and finding golf balls and that sort of thing. So then you end up in a panic more than you end up being able to play your shots and really grind it out. It's a golf course where you got to really look and read the greens, because they're not too severe in the sense where they have levels. There's a couple holes that have some levels, but they're mostly just slopey and slant in a direction. So you really got to circle the hole and feel that slope, and when you're already behind right out of the gate, you don't have the time to do it, so that makes it difficult. So I never got into that mode where you can get grinding and really circle things out and get to a point where you're just trying to hit spot to spot to spot, because it was definitely a spot golf course.
Brian, one of the PGA Tour's prized events this week, the Memorial, and as we talk, I'm watching a little skins game with four of the game's best players. That's kind of fun. But the tournament itself, it's obviously star-studded. A lot of eyes are going to be on Tiger Woods. He hasn't been around for a while. What would you expect out of him this week?
You know, it's really hard to say. We don't know what his prep has been going into it. I think we all would love to see him play well, and he's just good for the game. The last, a year ago when he was playing well and he had his win, just like any sport, like a Super Bowl, the TVs get turned on and people start watching when he's in the hunt. But that's a great thing for golf. That's something we need right now with the COVID and not a lot of sports on. If he came out firing in all cylinders, that'd be something just for sports in general.
Yeah, it would. And no doubt. And as people know, I'm not the biggest Tiger fan in the world, but I do know that it's it moves the needle. And I just don't know about him this week. He does well at this course because it's built for him. We started off talking about horses for courses. This is Tiger Woods' meal ticket right here. Four reachable par fives. And that you can pretty much blast it all over the place. They're wide fairways at Muirfield Village. But he hasn't played in a tournament in 6 months. And I say that with the whole, what was it, the game, the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady thing with Phil Mickelson. That was fun, but that wasn't, that wasn't competitive golf with 155 of the country's best and the world's best anyway. And as they say in horse racing, he may be too lightly run for this one.
Oh, I like that. That's very good. I don't disagree with that. He may be too lightly run. Again, for sports purposes, I'd love to see him do well, but I have to agree with you that not being in that position in a while makes a big difference. And he may come out of the gate strong, but how he finishes will be a little bit more difficult. And when you're out that long, the short game and some of those tough shots get to be a little more difficult because you haven't come across them as often, and it's about the process and staying inside that process of whatever his process is, and can he maintain that for 72 holes?
True.
We certainly want to invite folks to ask Brian any questions related to golf. 319-366-1600. Brian, I have one. I'll start things off in that area, and I'll preface it by saying I'm not a big fan of PGA Tour players being able to use that booklet that shows, the slope of the greens, and they're incorporating that into reading a putt. I'm not a big fan. I don't think they should be able to use them. But nevertheless, for the rest of us, all kinds of ways to read greens. You can read them with your eyes, your feet. Adam Scott with his fingers, the plumb bob methods. I just talk in general about reading greens.
Sure. There's no doubt a way for each player to read those. I've tried all of them. I think I'm more of a foot person. I read it with my feet and the plumb bob in my eyes. I did try the aim point, which is using your fingers. I took the entire class with that and became certified aim point. I like it. I've seen a lot of players use it initially. I've also seen a lot of players that were using it quite a bit early on have now abandoned it, but go back to it a little bit in certain areas where they're maybe unsure. And I've done that as well, where I'm not positive, go back and try one more method to see if you can see it or feel it. And the aim point uses a combination of sight and your feet and how your feet feel on that slope. So I think we're all good. Going to the book, I like the book. I think you take it a place that, some of the tour players haven't had an opportunity to play as often. there's a big disadvantage to them. If they're new to the tour or new to the event that they're playing in, again, a huge disadvantage to them compared to the veteran that's played the Memorial, it's their 15th year playing in the Memorial or something silly like that. There's a huge advantage for that and knowing those greens. And a good example is Wakanda for me. I've only played it a few times, and those greens, they definitely need to know.
Yeah.
And a book like that would help me out immensely. And I actually thought about it after the first round. I made me go ask Aaron Kruger, do you have any of those tour books that the senior tour guys are using that in the greens? Because I'm not seeing some of these slopes, or I'm overplaying or underplaying some of those slopes of what I thought I saw and felt and what it really was. So, I fully understand what you're saying about the book. I think it slows the game down, but I also think it evens out the field.
Yeah, it's interesting because how you read them, it does slow things down, but I guess it speeds it up because you might make the putt. I don't know. It's whatever side you're on as far as the debate is concerned. And
yeah, I totally get it. I get both ends of it. I guess I'm the fan of it mainly because I feel like it evens out the field more. It's not a disadvantage because I'm from Ohio and I get to play there regularly. And, compared to the person from California that goes and plays there, rare occasion.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. I got to use the eyes. I can't get the foot thing and the whole, you're going to have to give me lessons on the whole looking ahead finger thing. I just don't get that.
Yeah, I'm a plumb bobber. After I did it, I thought and using the plumb bob is not too dissimilar than using your fingers and going that direction
sure.
as well. Pretty
sure.
similar.
On the text line, very good question from 9896. He asks, your thoughts on the TrackMan numbers that Bryson DeChambeau is putting up lately. Will this have any influence on changing the golf ball?
Well, his TrackMan numbers are amazing, right? He's just pounding the golf ball. So that being said, does that mean we need to change the golf ball? Well, let's ask the average player that doesn't pound the golf ball out there if he wants some help with the golf ball or less golf ball. The guys that pound it out there, no matter what ball you give them, they're going to pound it out there more than the other guy. And so it's the same. So do you want them to pound it all the way up by the green, or do you want them to pound it, further back? They're still going to be longer than the other player. If you're going to go that route, then you got to do that with all the equipment. They all have to play the same loft. They all have to play the same shaft. And we know, just like clothing, that none of us are the same. And so no matter what you do in any category, there's always going to be somebody stronger, faster, that sort of thing. So it's not a golf ball issue. It's the athlete is getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Brian, but I'm going to be interested to see what other PGA Tour players, will they subscribe to Bryson's approach? Not necessarily the scientific part, but the what he's done to his body. I think Eddie Pepperell from over in Europe is going to do some similar things. But I'm going to be interested to see if anybody else follows his lead.
Yeah, the just even hanging around the Iowa PGA guys, and Tracy Vest is a good one. So he's more local to me. And then he goes, I just got to gain 40 more pounds. Right? And I said, and I asked him today, I go, does that include cheesecake? And he looked at me and said, no.
Oh, good 40 pounds.
Right, he wants a good 40 pounds. So, the players are thinking about it, even at our local club professional level. And there is a difference, and I do have a weight that I play better at. I've gotten all the way down to 165 pounds in my own game of golf, and I didn't play well at all. I play a lot better just under right around 180 pounds. And so there is kind of a magic number for most players. Again, it goes to, what do you want to do to your body and how can you control it? You're still going to have Ferraris out there that go faster than everybody else. So it's not the equipment. It's how the athlete is doing it. If they want to control, you know, not obsoleting the golf courses again, that's when I'm okay with controlling the golf ball, meaning Bryson is now hitting every par 4 and 1,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You know, that's different. They all have the same opportunity to do that. And if the other players aren't going for it, then that it is what it is. It's like saying Kareem Abdul-Jabbar can't be 7'1" or whatever he is. He's not allowed to play. He's too tall.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do it that way.
Right. Yeah.
You said 180, Brian. That's a weight with which I'm not familiar.
right.
Yeah. It's interesting because just before we get to Jim here in Kyoto on the phone line, Jack Nicklaus, I think for 30 years, has been crusading for the golf ball to be basically de-juiced, if you will, a little bit. He still talks about that he believes.
I was with him last summer in September at Sycamore Hills at their Invitational and got to play against him.
Mm.
And we had a little fireside chat that day with him. And he talked about it a little bit. He wasn't as vocal as he had been in the past, but he mentioned it, and I don't disagree with him. You know, you can scale all of that back. It's just a number because there is an exact number on it now for the USGA. You can't surpass whatever that number is at this point. So everything is maxed out to whatever the USGA allows, and like he said, we're at that point now.
Yeah.
So you can't hit anything farther unless you make your body faster and stronger.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Let's go to Jim in Kyoto with a question for Brian today on Caddy Smack about the grip and grips.
Yeah. I haven't seen 180 this century, but congratulations. I'm a right-handed golfer with an interlocking grip. Hang up and listen to your answer. Can you explain the difference between a weak grip and a strong grip and the advantages and disadvantages for both?
Good question.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks, Jim.
So your weak grip for a right-handed player is going to be your left hand is more under the grip and your right hand is more on top of the grip. And a strong grip is going to be where your left hand is more on top of the grip and your right hand is more under the grip. So this, again, is for a right-handed player. So if you look at your Vs of your hand, more neutral would be, or today's modern grip, your left hand V, so your index finger and your thumb, so when you put them out and they kind of make an L shape, that V that's in between the webbing of your thumb and your finger needs to basically go right down the middle of the shaft or down the middle of the grip if your grips are on straight. And then your right hand V, if you hold the grip straight in front of your nose, will basically point at the seam of your shirt of your right shoulder. That's a neutral grip. So advantages and disadvantages, well, the average player that we know today with a weak grip where their left hand is under and their right hand is on top, the ball is going to maybe go a little bit higher. It's definitely going to go right. That's an open face. And they will tend to swing across the ball, so they're going to lose some speed and distance. We're looking for a perfect car crash where the ball and the club head meet each other face on, just straight on, and just a perfect crash. And as soon as you go to a weak grip, you're probably going to side swipe across your left for a right-handed player, and you're not going to get that perfect crash. And that's typically what happens to somebody with a weak grip. On the strong grip side of things, that player starts to swing a little bit more inside and they start to hit some bigger sweepy hooks. And that's a matter of kind of controlling how far inside and how square your face gets an impact as to how far left that ball is going to go. And those are all measurable numbers on TrackMan, which is nice. That's typically a longer ball because the player gets into a stronger position and will make a better straight-on crash with the golf ball. So there's no advantage or real disadvantage because a great example is working with Tracy Best today. Here's a good club professional in our area, and he just wants to hit this little baby cut. So a very neutral grip, and we're just trying to get the club just barely across the line of the ball. So that's kind of neutral or even weak in a way. And he's carrying it 300 yards on average. So you can have it either direction. It just whatever you can repeat and put into play on a regular basis. And that's what we talked about today was what flight looks best to you and where can we repeat it.
Mm. Yeah. Tracy did
Brian,
very well.
I want to follow up in that regard, and you kind of touched on it to our caller's question. And how much when you want to shape a shot, I know that the stance and the plane of the golf club is very important. But if you want to shape a shot left to right or right to left, are you going to alter your grip a little bit?
You can. It depends how much you want it to spin and move in a direction. So if you're looking to make a cut swing or something that slices, you know, when you make that weaker grip, it's gonna turn a lot. So your grip is really how a ball moves in the air more times than not. So if it, you see a lot of motion either left to right or right to left, a lot of times that has it's a combination of your grip being a little too much one way or the other, and a bit of the path. And so your grip is going to be the most important thing as far as how the ball curves in the air. And to get that under control. So for my in my case, I try not to move my grip too much, and I will change my path a little bit just so I get slight movements instead of big movement.
Mm, there you go. 319-366-1600 here at 345. More texts coming in. We're going to take a quick break. Come back more. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class with Brian Haas from down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are four times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Save big money and get 11% off everything now at Menards. Briarwood Pro Architectural Shingles from Atlas have a limited lifetime warranty and feature high-definition color for enhanced curb appeal. Plus, their super wide format reduces installation time. Briarwood Pro Shingles are $20.99 per bundle after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything at Menards. Good through Saturday, July 18th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time for some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best networks, same as the big carriers,
for up to 50% less.
$45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless, no contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There are people who say things aren't made here anymore. Those people should make a trip to Michigan, or Kentucky, or Illinois, where you'll find our workers, and dealers, and engineers, and technicians building at the Ford Motor Company, the same way we have for over a century, in the same place, for the same reason. Built for America.
back on Caddy Smack in the Gym Class, taking you through to the 3 o'clock hour here today. Todd Brombelkamp's show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. Want to remind you, before we get back to the golf talk, that KGYM has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out as more and more things start to take off here. Go to KGYMradio.com for more information. And one of those things is Colonel Sports Trivia Night at the ballpark coming up on July the 30th out of Veterans Memorial Stadium, a 21 and over event. Cost is $100 per team, which breaks down to $25 per person. Each team package includes admission, drinks, and food for the entire squad. You still have through Tuesday, July the 28th to register. And, of course, our own Todd Brombelkamp, along with Eric Hansen from Z102.9, are going to be the folks that are going to be co-hosting that particular event. We're co-hosting Caddy Smack in the Gym Class. Mark Dukes and Brian Haas. Scott Unash with you. Button's our producer, 319-366-1600. If you have a question, which, Brian, I'll pose this to you, 8077, with an interesting query here. Which golf courses do you like to play outside the Iowa City, Cedar Rapids area?
Ooh, well, you know, I'm kind of a Chicago boy anyway, a little bit. I spent 15 years at the private clubs in the Chicagoland area. So it's just one of those, because it's such a large area, they have, you drive 2 miles, you have another golf course.
Yeah.
and so there's so many good ones in the Chicagoland area, but really from around the our general area, the corridor, boy, you can drive, we'll call it 3 hours in a circle and be at some really good golf courses. So whether you head into Chicago and go to a place like a Cantini, which is owned by the McCormick Foundation, they have 27 just beautiful golf holes there. It's a place that I had worked early on in my career. For a while, I was in top 100 publics. And then you can head down to the Kansas City area. There's some great tracks in that general direction. And then as you head toward Nebraska, you know, so all in that big circle around us. And Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So it's fun to be able to reach out to those. I know right now we have to do a little more dreaming than traveling with the COVID that we have going on right now. But it's fun to reach out to those places, find them. Kohler would be a little bit of a longer trip. But if you haven't had an opportunity to go up to Kohler and experience what they have going on there with the Whistling Straits and all the golf courses that they have there. What a great trip that is as well.
Brian, real quick, I wanted to get your reaction to the Ryder Cup being pushed back a year and the President's Cup as well. Probably no fans, and that was the main reason for the cancel or the postponements anyway.
Yeah, I feel those events are for the fans. They're very Olympic-like. And where the fans get excited about following their team. I think that was a good decision. To have those on television, they won't have the same feeling. We need that feeling of the camaraderie from each team and then that fun, the fun that you have, you know, when you're rooting not necessarily against the other team, but you're rooting for your team in that team atmosphere. So you're going to lose that without the crowd. I think it's important to have that crowd for those events. So I think it's a good thing that they pushed them back.
No, I agree. I agree. And the Memorial, as we mentioned this weekend, Zach is going to tee off with Ricky Fowler and Brendan Todd in the first two rounds. So that should be interesting. Although, as Mark alluded to earlier on, the exact opposite, same time on the opposite side, it'll be on their teeing off on 10 on number one will be this group, what is it? McIlroy, Koepka, and some guy named Woods are going to be going off right next to him. So
yeah, that'll be a funny exchange at the turn, won't it? As they're going from 18-1 and 9-10.
Yeah,
and as they pass by each other, that's a lot of fun. That's quite the event. And I'm glad, you know, Jack feels like he can still play in that and go and participate. Again, I saw him in Indiana last summer at that Invitational, and he can still hit the golf ball. It's fun to watch him. I have a video of him. He had par was his friend. I'm sure they're going to let him play par as his friend in the event. And so he never makes anything more than a bogey. But he hit a putt up there about a 25-footer and left it about 3 feet short or whatever, and he backhanded that thing right into the hole like he did it 3 trillion times before, which I'm sure he had. And it was just fun to watch. And the second day I watched him on 18, he was down in a little swale, just a little bit right of the green, and he putted it up the swale and rolled it in like he did on television at his own event. What was that? 4-ish years ago.
Yeah.
And rolled it right in. And they said, "Why?" One of the guys I heard in the crowd say, "That's just luck." And I said, "You're talking about the best player in the world. There's no luck."
True. Yeah. We got about two or three minutes remaining here, Brian. And I just wanted to comment that the first event at Muirfield Village was amazing last week. We talked about this a little bit on Monday, but we may have seen the new big three tee off in that final round paired with each other, with Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, and Victor Hovland. I got a feeling those three are going to be playing a lot of golf with one another over the next 15, 20 years.
Yeah, and that's fun. We need those groupings like that and to keep coming, and they will. We always think they're not. Who's the next Tiger Woods? That sort of thing. They're there. They're playing college golf right now. And as soon as we get through this COVID piece, we'll learn more about who those next three will be after this three. And they'll just keep coming because they are getting to be better and better athletes all the time. And even the current players are learning to be better athletes all the time. So I wouldn't be surprised that in some of the current players that we have, that you're just not going to see them get better because that's just what we're doing as coaches. Creating better athletes and better players all the time. So we just need those three, just like those three coming out now as the new three guys to watch.
Yeah,
they're going to just keep coming. These kids are getting better and better.
True. Very true. Very true. Before we let you go here, Brian, 4007 on the text line. And he said, I'd like to schedule a lesson or two with Brian. Is there a number I should call or just call down to Blue Top Ridge? So,
just come on, call down to the resort at, 319-648-1234, and they will get you over to the golf shop and find the right golf professional for you.
All right. Sounds great. Brian, thanks. Appreciate it a million, and we'll talk in a couple weeks.
My pleasure. See you guys. Let's play again.
All right. Brian Haas joining us, the head pro down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside. And Mark, we've got a topic tomorrow that we are going to kick around. Usually we do it on Fridays. We're going to do it on Thursday for this particular week because we will have a best of program coming up on Friday. Let the folks know about the topic.
Yeah, I'm having trouble trying to find the right phrase, but we want to talk about your favorite piece of sports memorabilia that includes the, you know, maybe the most famous figure in sports in your mind. Could be an autograph, could be a picture, what have you. We'll kick that around tomorrow.
Yeah, so come up with that, and we'll talk about it coming up tomorrow. Mine has to do with Jack, so just a little hint.
Nice.
Just a little hint. That'll be coming up tomorrow. Todd and Alex, coming your way next. Mark, talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to them.
All right. This has been the Gym Class, KGYM.
For streaming, creating, gaming, and more, power your passions for less during Dell's Exceptional Cyber Savings event. Enjoy up to $400 off stunning laptops like the XPS, along with high-performance desktops and next-level Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core.